with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Two children are dead and 17 are wounded as a gunman attacked a Minneapolis Catholic school this morning during Mass. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara says the suspect posted a manifesto on YouTube.
We're also aware of a manifesto that the shooter had timed to be released on YouTube. This manifesto appeared to show him at the scene and included some disturbing writings. That content has since been taken down with the assistance of the FBI, and it now remains under active review by our investigators.
The shooter was identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. Federal officials referred to Westman as transgender. All of the injured are expected to survive. President Trump is scoring points addressing urban crime. Correspondent Mike Kempen reports.
A poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows 81% of Americans see crime as a major problem in large cities. Slightly more than half of U.S. adults say they approve of the president's handling of crime. But the poll shows there is less public support for federal takeovers of local police departments. Trump has deployed the National Guard to the District of Columbia and has threatened to expand that model to other cities across the country. The poll also shows Trump's overall approval rating has increased to 45% now. Mike Hempen, Washington.
The director of the nation's top public health agency is out after less than 1 month on the job. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services said that Susan Monarez is no longer director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 147 points. This is SRN News. An important school board meeting takes place tomorrow in Virginia.
The Fairfax County Board will hear from the public, and the hot topic will likely be an investigation into allegations that high school staff helped arrange abortions for several girls without their parents' knowledge or consent. If this happened, it is a violation of state law, and the governor has already ordered a probe. Fairfax County sits right outside Washington, D.C. It is the largest school system in Virginia, with 183,000 students and 200 schools. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Australia says Iran was behind at least two of the multiple anti-Semitic attacks that have roiled the country in recent months. In response, the Australian government is expelling the Iranian ambassador and several other officials. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the attacks were extraordinary and dangerous acts of aggression orchestrated by a foreign nation on Australian soil. This is SRN News. The tech sector leads markets higher.
Stocks edged higher on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.2% Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 147 points. It's about 0.3%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.2%. NVIDIA reported its latest results after the market closed. The company said its sales of artificial intelligence chipsets didn't grow as fast as analysts had hoped. NVIDIA's stock fell about 3% in after-hours trading. Cracker Barrel climbed 8%. The old-timey restaurant chain said it was scrapping a logo change that had caused a backlash on social media. Seth Sutel, New York.
The U.S. is ramping up efforts to boost production of crucial components used in electric vehicles, smartphones, and fighter jets. The Trump administration is pouring money into the critical mineral industry to reduce reliance on China. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.